The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
It's great.
And I want to welcome myself to the Eric Metaxas Show because it's my show, and doggone it, I'm welcome to it.
Yes, and welcome. This is a brand new year of life for you. You just had a birthday last night. You and your dad
yesterday,
together shared it.
My dad and I share a birthday. Not the birthday, like, for example, separated by 36 years. I want to make that clear.
Very clear.
He's 27. I'm 63.
There you go.
That's not age. That's birth year. But yesterday I celebrated my birthday with my dad and my mom. Her birthday is 3 days earlier. So every year, obviously, we celebrate them together.
Wow.
But the most important thing people can remember is that today is Mike Lindell's birthday. He's 60 years young.
Whoa.
Think what he's accomplished. He's like made $1 billion and tried to save the world. Not that impressive.
No.
Okay, listen, I said yesterday, now by the way, but just to warn everybody what's coming up here. Last week we were at the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Association. I met more amazing people and obviously interviewed just about all of them. So you get to meet them too.
Yes.
Now one of them, I didn't know anything about him. Brian Gibson. Mm-hmm. He's a pastor in Kentucky and in Texas. This guy is my new hero, my new best friend, Pastor Brian Gibson. In a couple seconds, he's coming on this program. We're going to air what I recorded with him a few days ago. You won't believe it. You need to know who this is, Pastor Brian Gibson. He is an amazing man.
Yeah.
A real patriot.
He's a hero pastor.
I'm just saying this is the kind of pastor that we're looking for.
Yes.
It's just beautiful. He's amazing. Do not miss this. This is amazing. Hour two, we take it down a notch and we go to Sleepy John Zmirak. He doesn't have a lot to say.
No.
He's kind of drowsy. He's kind of tired. He's like Jeb Bush, John Zmirak, but he's a friend, and we'll bring him on,
yeah,
and maybe we'll, you know,
throw him a bone.
Yeah, we'll throw him a bone now and again because he's a friend. So we got Zmirak in hour two, hour one, Brian Gibson, and I want to say that yesterday I had this thought at the last minute. I woke up yesterday and I thought, hey, it's my birthday. I can ask my audience for a favor in case they want to do something. And I said, okay, look, I have a new book coming out October 19th. If people pre-order it, it makes a big difference to the book. I'm telling you, you know, if you want to help me or what I'm doing, this is something you can do. If you think you'll ever order the book, pre-ordering it helps hugely. I won't go into the details, but I sent people anywhere you want to pre-order it, but obviously most people go to BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com. I'm not exactly a fan of Amazon.com, but sometimes you have no choice in these things. But the book is there now. It's called Is Atheism Dead? I literally have never been as excited about a book. I think people are going to freak out when they read this book, and I mean it. I think there's some stuff in there that you're not even going to believe it, and it's true, and it's amazing. Science has made advances to the point that it is pointing unequivocally to a creator God. There's no way around this. This is the math and the science. It's simple. It's in the book. I write about biblical archaeology. They've discovered biblical Sodom. You won't even believe what you read in this book. I promise you, you'll be like, what? And then you can see the footnotes and you can see I'm not making it up.
And if you pre-order, it's like putting a nail in the another nail in the coffin of atheism.
Of atheism. And we need all the nails we can get.
Seriously, those nails.
Actually, we don't need any nails because if you're really, really dead, you don't get out of the coffin. It's over. But I want to tell you, it's a good book for atheists and agnostics too, because it's not. I don't write my books for Christians. I mean, I hope people.
You don't
of faith,
even write your books. You have research.
Yeah, I got a team. They take care of it.
Yeah.
I just sign my name. But seriously, if you pre-order it as a birthday gift to me, I would be really grateful to you because it does make a big difference. And a lot of people say, oh, what can I do? How can I help? Well, you can do that. That'd be fantastic, frankly. If you did it today, you can see the Amazon rank will change. And I'm guessing most people listening to this program will want a copy of this book eventually. I'm not kidding. I think you'll be amazed because I think God uses me sometimes to aggregate information. I mean, I'm not a scientist or an archaeologist, but I read these books and then I think no one's heard of this. Nobody knows about this. I need to popularize it with, you know, everybody. And so I put it in this book. And I take the new atheists to task. I mean, I have to say that what Christopher Hitchens and Dawkins have written, it's embarrassing. I mean, these are brilliant people, but when it comes to this subject, couldn't be more preposterous. I mean, it's astonishing. It is. You'll see when you read the book. But please go online and pre-order a copy. And by the way, let me say this. You get a guarantee that the lowest price that Amazon or Barnes & Noble, that I know for Amazon, the lowest price they put up between now and October 19th, that's the price you'll pay when the book ships in October. So whatever price it says now, it's still not bad. It's like $26, which for this book, it's a big book with a lot of pictures, a lot of stuff. Yeah. But it's you'll probably get a lower price. But I'd be grateful if you can afford it, buy a few copies. I think they register as many as five.
It's going to be interesting to see what kind of pictures are in an atheist dead book. So I don't know what kind of photos, but
a lot of vampire stuff.
That's good.
No, so seriously, I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I think you will. So that's the first thing. That's if you want to give me a birthday gift, please buy my book for yourself or somebody else. The other thing is, seriously, today is Mike Lindell's birthday.
Yes.
And because it's his birthday, I thought, why not go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com? Obviously, you're going to want to use the code Eric. Because we were banned from YouTube, you know that we've taken a financial hit. So we really do need anybody who wants to order from our sponsors, whether it is Nutramedics.com or MyPillow.com or MyStore.com, use the code Eric. That's one way to help the program. And we do need your help.
Another thing, to celebrate Mike Lindell's birthday, I think the Supreme Court should take a look at the evidence. Just happy birthday, Mike.
Just for a goof. Look at the evidence.
Look at it. Come on.
It couldn't hurt you. Actually, it could hurt you. It could embarrass you to death because you're not going to like what you see.
No.
All right, so there's so much that happened in the NRB. We had dinner with Mike Lindell and Jenna Ellis, and they really got into it.
They did.
Hammer and tongs. If you've ever seen somebody go at it hammer and tongs, it's not pretty. But because they are both sweet people, it got pretty. It was really wonderful. And I think I posted some pictures of that. But we're gonna post everything we can.
Yeah, and then they called the president.
They called the president of the United States. No, not the president of the Screen Actors Guild. The president of the United States of America. His name is Donald J. Trump. And we talked to Trump on the speakerphone. And he said he loves this program. And I fainted.
Yeah.
And hours later, they got smelling salts and they woke me up.
Yeah.
So I'm not making that up.
Yeah. By the way, Nutramedics is a good place to go if you're feeling a little lightheaded and you want to get some supplements.
Yes, Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric. Oh, and you know what, Albin? We should say this. When we were at NRB, we hung out with Pat Boone.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get him on this program soon, I promise you. The dude is, all I'll tell you is he's the sweetest, profound man of faith, brilliant. We'll talk about this. We're going to air this on my personal YouTube channel. That's Eric Metaxas, not Eric Metaxas Show, because in case I haven't mentioned it, Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel, a big YouTube channel, it got ripped out by the roots. And I should say to people, if you can get to Kansas City, Missouri, don't, because there's going to be a big earthquake there. Just kidding. Actually, I'm speaking there. It's going to be an earthquake in the spirit.
Yes.
Kansas City this Thursday and Friday nights. I am speaking Kansas City, Missouri at IHOP. Ken Fish is going to be there doing ministry. You know, my crazy friend Ken Fish believes in the Holy Spirit.
And then on the 3rd of July,
New York City, Sean Foyt, Let Us Worship. Go to letusworship.us, letusworship.us. You find the details. So if you can drive either to Kansas City, Missouri at the end of this week or to Bronx, New York on Saturday, I think I can genuinely say you don't want to miss this stuff. And final thing, since it's my birthday, or at least was my birthday, We need more people to go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for my newsletters. I'm sending out more and more information. You're not going to get it anywhere else, folks. Trust me, I don't just throw stuff out there. This is stuff you're not going to get anywhere else. So please go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. Okay, when we come back, my interview with the astonishing, I'm not kidding, you'll see, Brian Gibson. Eric Metaxas here. We've been stuck inside for, what, a year and a half? I think it's time to go outside now and turn your yard into a paradise with FastGrowingTrees.com. Skip the big box stores and head to FastGrowingTrees.com, the world's largest online nursery. No more waiting in lines, messy cars, digging through a lackluster selection. Just go to FastGrowingTrees.com and choose from thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, plants expertly curated to thrive in your area and delivered to your door in 1 or 2 days. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth. Join over 1 million satisfied gardeners at FastGrowingTrees.com. Plus, the 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee means your plants will arrive happy, healthy, and ready for planting. Now through July 31st, go to FastGrowingTrees.com for 15% off. That's 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Eric. FastGrowingTrees.com/Eric. FastGrowingTrees.com/Eric.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like 4? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year, and I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Folks, I'm still at NRB. It's been weeks. There's no food. The bathrooms are clogged. It's like a sinking cruise ship here. It's unbelievable. We're trapped in here. We've got the swine flu. What was that thing? The Shriners? No, what was that?
Legionnaire.
Legionnaire's disease. We're trapped on this boat. It's sad. Anyway, we're trying to make the best of it, and we're recording. It's like recording from Hitler's bunker. Mrs. Goebbels just walked by. She's in tears. I have as my guest Brian Gibson. Now, Brian, I met you yesterday, and you're not somebody that's easy to sum up. One of the joys of the NRB is bumping into folks like you and then being able to have you on the program. But you're tough to sum up. So you're a pastor in Kentucky and Texas, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I've been pastoring now 17 years. Got campuses in West Texas and Western Kentucky, conveniently located 1,200 miles apart.
Okay, so, and where did you grow up?
Grew up in Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah, farm kid from Kentucky.
And that's why you're eating that piece of cold squirrel while you're talking to me?
100%.
So you're a pastor, but when we spoke yesterday, you were sharing with me how in the last few years you've gotten seriously involved in what is happening in this country. You've preached on the street in places like the fake autonomous zone in Seattle, CHOP or CHAZ or CHAZ Bono or Chastity Bono or whatever it's called. So how did this happen for you? When did you suddenly get awakened to the madness?
Well, I believe this 100%, and I've hung my life on this verse. Jesus said, Matthew 16:18, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
You don't take that literally. Come on.
Literally, I take it. And my favorite place in the world's in northern Israel, right? Caesarea Philippi. You ever been up there before?
No.
Oh, you got to go. So there's this massive rock wall, right? And at the top of it, there's a cave at the bottom of it. It's where the spring came out. It's the fountainhead of the Jordan River.
Oh, right? Now I know what you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I'm talking about now? Yeah, yeah. So up there that they worshiped pagan gods, right? Pan. They worshiped Caesar up there. They worshiped Zeus up there.
Yeah.
And no observant Jew would go close to it.
Right.
But Jesus took his disciples there, right?
Right.
Says right there where it's dark, where it's messed up, where it's broken, he says, I will build my ecclesia, my church. The gates of hell won't prevail against it. So I think the church's mission is not to stay where it's safe, not to stay where it's warm, not to stay where it's pleasant, not to be in a conference, but to be in the red light district of Bangkok, to be at Fat Tuesday on Mardi Gras, to be where hell's breaking loose.
This
and then
the
church
kind of,
breaks loose.
This is the kind of crazy that I am all about. That's why I knew I liked you and loved you. So how do you live that out? I mean, you've got a family, you pastor churches. How do you personally live that out?
Yeah, well, this last year, I mean, I started my church in a bar where guys got busted for dealing Coke and X. And I thought, man, this would be a great place
Coke
to turn,
and what?
Ecstasy. It's the drug
well,
we used
you call
to take
it
in the
X.
90s.
That's the street name for ecstasy. X.
Yeah. So I thought, what a better place to start a church but turn a tavern into a temple, right?
Yeah.
And so that's in our DNA. And this last year when they locked down the churches, you know, we pastor church, four locations, couple thousand people, two different states, two different governors. One here in Texas, Governor Abbott,
yeah.
Very different perspective than Governor Beshear, Fuhrer Beshear, right, in Kentucky. So you're from Kentucky, you're in Kentucky. The people's values in Kentucky are pretty middle America. Then we had Beshear that every night who would get on his fireside chat, talk about the church, talk about pastors, talk about COVID, and hammer us night after night after night. And
Wait a minute. You mean in Kentucky, which I would think of as a red state, you have a governor with a blue state brain?
Oh, a leftist. Think if Cuomo and, you know, the Cali
Cuomo
governor
and de Blasio had a child. And what a beautiful child
Andy
that would
Beshear.
Be. What a
yes.
freak of nature.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
say that in love.
Yeah,
so,
we love him.
So you're talking about the governor. How does Kentucky elect a governor like that?
Well, we had Matt Bevin before, who is a stud.
The dude is a hero. I've met him. He's a hero.
Well, he used to have us all up praying for him in the governor's mansion,
yeah.
right? I mean, he's a better preacher than I am and great leader. But he took on the teacher's pension, trying to straighten it out in the state of Kentucky. And Beshear's father destroyed it when he was the governor of the state of Kentucky.
Yeah.
So he took on the teachers union, and they got in a tit-for-tat fighting.
Hey, it's a family program. You watch your mouth.
I'll be careful.
Come
pray
on.
For
Erwin
me.
Lutzer, the pastor of Moody Bible Church, is sitting in the
and
last
I'm
row.
Saying that.
He's going to be on here next. I just want you to clean it up, my friend.
I'll repent right now.
Okay, what
do
I got? Red Fox
Christian
on the program?
People, right?
Unbelievable.
So... Here's what goes on. Bevin goes after that teacher's pension, has a war, public war with the teachers.
Yes,
and they take him out.
Yeah,
and he had some bad PR.
Yeah, we're in a war because he's a hero. All right, we don't need to get into this, but I'm saying that when COVID started, I guess you saw this, you'd had enough, and but what did you do to you know, what did you do about it, I guess,
yeah.
to bring you to where we are now? Because I've heard your story and I want you to tell my audience.
Well, the health department tried to shut us down for passing out Easter eggs to kids. While the McDonald's is pushing French fries, Communist Coffee's putting out brevets and lattes, but the church can't give an egg to the kids in the
okay,
name of
see,
Jesus.
Okay, see, I hope everybody is listening. People are having their private conversations, but people listening on this program, when you're trying to do... It's not even God's work. You're just trying to do the normal thing. It's Easter. You're passing out Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And some SOB comes from the government and tells you you can't do that. Now, in a civilized country, you'd pull out a gun and say, get off my property or I will kill you. Because that is so offensive to an American in a free country that they would behave that way. But we're supposed to act as though, well, we have different points of view. This is absolute madness has been unleashed on America. And a normal person like you isn't going to take it. You're not going to pull out a gun. But what did you do?
Oh, I called all the local press and I said, I'm going to defy the governor's unconstitutional mandates. We're passing out communion. We're touching everybody. I'm touching people's eyeballs when they get here. We're killing COVID. And tell them to come
Sweet.
Arrest me.
Sweet.
So every time before I got born again, I'd get coked up or drunk, I'd get arrested. I'm like, let's get arrested for Jesus now that I'm a Christian, right?
You know
but they
what?
Wouldn't arrest me.
You're just the kind of trouble that we're looking for in my organization. You are hired, young man.
All right.
But I'm telling you, is that Walter Brennan? I'm telling you, seriously, that we have a lot of people in America have that fiery attitude. And I got to say, I think I'm one of them. It's like, come and get me. Like, do you dare? Come on. Like, let's see what you got. Because really, most people know this is crazy. This is ridiculous. So God bless you for your courage and for all the pastors and all the Americans that think the way you do. But for those who don't, wow, they need to see, you know, when pastors are getting arrested. So you had that attitude. What happened?
Yeah. So we did that. Some local press covered us and was positive, right? There's some honest press out there. So,
well, maybe in Kentucky.
In Kentucky, just a few. So
back
then
the swamps.
Yeah, we did a back to church Sunday.
Yeah.
We kicked it off. Fox News picked it up. Newsmax picked it up. Everybody picked it up. I woke up one morning on Fox News, and 5,000 churches over the next 3 weeks across America opened up, signed a pledge with us at PG.today. Peaceably Gathers, our organization, that we're opening up the church. We're not shutting it down again.
So you unleashed this on them.
We unleashed it on them, and one of the first big voices in America that came out swinging on that. And then obviously guys like Jack Hibbs were right there with us about the same time.
Yeah, Johnny Come Lately, Jack Hibbs.
Yeah.
Jack, you're no longer my best friend. Gibson.
I just got to say,
to the head of the class, Brian Gibson.
I beat Jack to the punch. So Jack needs to step up his game.
Well, honestly, I'm glad to get this story because I think when the history of this season is written, it's important that we understand how this all happened, because I just heard this now. I didn't know that you were that guy. And isn't it interesting that when somebody steps up and is willing to do the right thing and to be brave and to say, come on, get me, whatever it is, I'm going to do the right thing, it inspires others, it leads to stuff. So we are about inspiring other people to say, folks, now is the time to stand. If you do not, you're part of the problem. I'm just saying, if you go with the flow, you are now part of the problem. This is bad. This is a season where everybody has to kind of figure out where you stand. So we're going to Albin, how much time do we have? All right, we keep going. So, all right. So what happened after that?
We did that, and so churches come online across the nation. Religious liberty was the story everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And then all of the riots broke out in America, right?
Yeah.
Changed the narrative. Trump came out and said church is essential, and which was a big win for us. That's what we were pushing for. But the narrative got changed with all of the burning down your local grocery store stuff this last summer.
But isn't arson free speech?
Well, it's mostly peaceful.
Isn't murder and mayhem free speech?
Yeah, no, it's insane.
Yes.
So it's
like you want to talk about, you know, when I stabbed that person. What about when I didn't stab him all those other seconds? You don't want to focus on that. It was mostly a nonviolent stabbing.
Yeah. Well, I believe as Christians, we're people of peace, right? But that doesn't mean I'm a pacifist. But I believe that most pastors and most Christians stay in their nice little sanctuaries, nice little green rooms. And I said, what we got to do is we got to go where the trauma, the drama, and the mayhem is. And we started going into places like CHOP, riots all around the nation.
We're going to come back to that. We're coming to you from the NRB, which is loaded with khaki-wearing coward pastors and ministry people. We'll be right back. Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their health care, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110.
Eric Metaxas here. We've been stuck inside for, what, a year and a half? I think it's time to go outside now and turn your yard into a paradise with fastgrowingtrees.com. Skip the big box stores and head to fastgrowingtrees.com, the world's largest online nursery. No more waiting in lines, messy cars, digging through a lackluster selection. Just go to fastgrowingtrees.com and choose from thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, plants, expertly curated to thrive in your area and delivered to your door in 1 or 2 days. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth. Join over 1 million satisfied gardeners at fastgrowingtrees.com. Plus, the 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee means your plants will arrive happy, healthy, and ready for planting. Now through July 31st, go to fastgrowingtrees.com for 15% off. That's 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/Eric. Fastgrowingtrees.com/Eric. Fastgrowingtrees.com/Eric.
Hey, folks, get ready. I'm continuing my conversation with Brian Gibson. Brian, before we get deeper, where can people find you online?
Yeah, they could. They pastors that need help opening up churches or need legal representation, we provide that as well through Kelly Shackelford and First Liberty. They could go to pg.today.
pg.today?
Yeah. Yeah, it's peaceably gather. Peaceably gather.
pg.today.
Right. Yeah, so they could find our website and information about us there, or they could follow me on Twitter at Lead Pastor. At Lead Pastor.
At Lead Pastor. Oh, yeah. I love that. You snagged Lead Pastor.
Got that early. I beat everybody to the punch.
I'm going to snag Associate Pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
So, seriously, when this happened, this kind of woke you up, obviously.
100%.
And it made you a little hot under the collar. So when do you decide, oh, I'm going to, you know, get on a plane and fly to these riots and to cause trouble by preaching the love of Jesus?
Well, I think I've always been the kind of guy that didn't mind. Like, if there's shots fired, you hear gunshots.
You run toward it.
I run toward it. It's just in the DNA, right?
You're crazy, man.
So it's not a decision you make. It's something you have to do.
Gotcha.
Right? There's no decision about whether I'm going to fight the government,
but you know,
if they're
going
to try to shut down the church.
I hate to say it for some people listening, but what you just described is that's called being a real man.
100%. It's manhood. So, yeah, I was raised by cowboys, truckers, football coaches, and wrestling coaches.
And that was just your mom.
That was mom and grandma. I mean, grandma will give you a cuss and get you in an arm bar, right, if you got out of line on Tuesday night. So.
Get you in a what?
Arm bar.
What is an arm bar?
Oh, come on. You know what an arm bar is.
No, I grew up in a European immigrant home in Connecticut. So
yeah.
what is an arm bar?
It's where
is
you
that
get,
like a can of whoop ass? Or
yeah,
what is that?
Yeah, you get somebody in a lock, you extend their elbow, and you break their arm, right? So, yeah. Yeah, it's an MMA.
Oh, now I know what you're talking
jiu-jitsu.
About. I've done that a million times.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's up. I've heard
some
about
some arms
you.
Need breaking.
You got a little brawler.
Come on,
in you.
Man. Come on.
Yeah, so he's like, we're going in. And they start burning down cities. I'll never forget. I was flying to L.A. on Pentecost Sunday to help guys open up churches. 2,000 opened up out there in L.A. On that same Sunday. And we're flying in, and they're coming into our hometown. Out in rural Kentucky, town of 50,000-60,000, some Antifa and radical BLMers are showing up, and I'm on a live feed telling the guys from our church to get down there and don't let them destroy our square. And this person that works with airlines comes by and tells me to go off my live feed. I can't do that in the airplane. And anyway, that went everywhere because I told them, hey, they're burning down our city. We got to do something about this. Men don't set back when they're burning down your city. Only cowards set
not
back.
Real men, but there are people that will set back. In fact, they're not even familiar with the term set back. They would sit back.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say that this is just beautiful, and I'm just curious. So you've been on Fox News or whatever, because I have missed you until yesterday, and I'm just so glad to get to know you. You have been going into these places. You flew to well, you talked about going up to, what is it called, CHOP?
Yeah, CHOP in Seattle. Spent 6 days preaching on the street in CHOP. And took a dozen people in there with me. When we first got there, there's thousands of people up there, right? Antifa surrounded me, I don't know how many times, threatened to kill me up there. You know, they had places where black folk can go, but white folk can't, right? It's all that kind of thing. And what we did is we go and
segregation is an American tradition. You need to respect
it.
You need to respect it. You don't have to agree with it, but you need to respect
it. Yeah, you go walking in somewhere, they say you can't come here, you're white. I said, what? You mean like segregation? No, this is a healing zone. I said, you mean like Jim Crow? No, this is a healing zone. And then Antifa guys start showing up, so the little ones come first. right?
Yeah, and then the little guys Antifa, are the around. Soy boys show up.
But
yeah.
They got a few Goliath
if you
type
breathe on
individuals
them,
that
they
show
might,
up.
Yeah, they probably hire them, I'm thinking.
No, they're paid. Absolutely, they're paid. But so, yeah, we preached there. We preached in the Breonna Taylor stuff in Louisville. Preached in D.C. in the riots out in front of the White House.
Now, how are you received? I cannot imagine that there are many people there that are open-minded.
Well, the way you do it is you don't run out and scream, Jesus is coming at the top of your lungs. I would interview people. So I'd walk up and say, hey, tell me, what are you doing here? What do you hope to see out of this? How do you feel about America? And then I take it from there and I say, listen, I believe we're all created in the image of God, right?
And then like frogs jump out of their mouths and stuff,
well,
right?
Yeah, some of them absolutely manifest, demon-possessed, but a lot of people.
But I mean,
people,
no joke.
No, but I laid hands and prayed, laid hands on Black Panthers, prayed for Antifa guys. I got video of my wife praying for this Antifa guy that is smoking a joint. And she's giving him a word of knowledge. She knows about him, you know, by the Spirit of God. And he's smoking pot. He's like, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. And so, yeah, people are open. They let him minister to you.
But if
so,
the Lord said, and you're feeling mellow now, saith
yeah,
the Lord.
Yeah, you're
that's
hungry.
That's the flesh. That's yeah. The human mind. That's not the Spirit of God, because anybody knows that.
Yeah,
but wait a second. So you move in this in words of knowledge and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm all for it. But, you know, there are a lot of people that they don't know anything about that.
Right.
And they think they're Christians.
Right.
And they go to Episcopal churches and stuff. Well,
yeah.
But so tell me, how long have you been moving in that kind of faith?
Well, I got saved. Her father took me in kind of a faith-based drug rehab program, 1998. I was a cokehead and a meth freak. And he was a healing evangelist that preached all over the world.
This was in Kentucky?
No, Texas.
Texas.
Yeah, they sent me to Texas to get away from my outlaw Kentucky friends.
Uh-huh.
I was exiled to West Texas, right? So, our early faith days like that, we were around those kind of things.
It's a beautiful thing because people who have that kind of faith, there's a joy and a fire, and it's just so beautiful. And then when you go into dark places like you're describing, you really do bring the power of God with you. There's no fear. It's not about I'm going to convert them intellectually. We're going to go to break. Folks, I'm talking to Brian Gibson. You can go to the website pg.today, or you can follow him on Twitter, @leadpastor. We'll be right back talking to Brian Gibson.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me.
Folks, I'm talking to Brian Gibson, not to be confused with Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. This is the non-Beach Boy Brian friend that I was telling you about. Brian Gibson, you were there on January 6th at the Capitol. So was my friend Michelle Bachmann, my friend Jay Etzel. Lots of friends were there. They have been demonized by the press as anti-American insurrectionists. There's nothing more despicable to me than that. We are in a war. The idea that people would say such things, the idea that we have Republican leaders who have not spoken strongly against that is horrifying to me. And if you don't speak against that, resign. Get out. We have no more time for you, because wonderful people were there on January 6th. They had no intention of doing a single thing that has been suggested. And I would love to have a full investigation, but I think Nancy Pelosi would be hanging upside down from a lamp pole or something like Mussolini, because this is so nefarious what has happened in this country. What were you doing there, and what did you see?
Yeah, I was traveling leading up to that. I preached in 30 states, going everywhere, doing what we do, and talking about religious liberty and standing up for our constitutional rights. So I land myself through that on the 5th, and I'm there on the 5th of January, the day before. I organized an event called A Prayer to Save America. Had somewhere, I don't know, it's hard to count the crowd, 10 to 20,000 people there. I'm there preaching the gospel. I have pastors praying. I have other Christian voices there ministering. And, man, we preach the gospel out there. More than half the crowd received Christ.
You see, now, I really believe part of the reason revival is coming, because I think tons of patriotic pro-Trump people who are not born again are about to get saved.
Well, I'll
that
tell
is
you.
That is my theory, because they are seeing how the lines are being drawn, and all these people who agree with them love Jesus, and it's kind of interesting.
No, we're telling people now, if you see people in Trump gear, you see conservatives like that are like that, preach the gospel to them or make sure they're saved. Because if not, they're ripe for the harvest. In that one day,
exactly.
Half the crowd got born again.
Exactly.
Right?
Whoa.
Half the crowd. So
That's practically Pentecost. That's pretty sweet.
It was insane. We're on cloud nine, and we say it like this. You take the flag, lead them to the cross, right? Take the flag, lead them to the cross. And so we're on cloud nine. We go, you know, we celebrate that night. Next morning, I'm out there listening to the president, fourth row, hanging out there, and it's freezing. To be honest, the sixth was not the president's best speech I've ever heard.
Right.
We're waiting for something. It's like, okay, this wasn't the best. Right.
It was Trump late.
It was. It really was, and it was kind of rambly. And so I'm like, I'm freezing. It was so cold. I'm going back to the hotel. My wife says we're going. Our feet were wet and cold. So we're up there a little later on, got our feet in water, trying to thaw out. And we get a call that guys have stormed the Capitol, right? This has happened. Go up and take a look around and see what's up. But most of what you saw, if you were on the ground on the 6th, you did not know that the few hundred whatever people up there, right, were doing some of the stuff they were doing. And a lot of them are like sheep to the slaughter. They don't know what's happening. The lines are already down. The doors are already open. The cops are telling them to come on in, right? And they're walking in on the selfie tour.
I would do that. You have no idea.
People don't know
what was happening in there. It was almost like a trap.
100% it was like a
trap. You really think it was a trap?
Yeah, I think I've been saying from day one, what they're selling, they're not smoking, right? It's not what they're saying isn't really what happened. I'm walking by little families.
That's called lying, Brian.
Yeah, it's lying. That's the Christian version.
But
right?
I mean, seriously.
It's lying. And we're walking by. There are people like praying outside and singing, you know what I mean, songs, Christian songs and stuff like that. And then you have these people that show up. Now some of the stuff's coming out. I think Tucker Carlson just carried it.
Yep.
Revolver just put it out there. That there were feds involved. 22, I think, people that were just let go that were either maybe FBI or potentially CIs up there. And who knows what was set up or what was happened, what really happened up there. So I agree with you. There needs to be a real investigation.
Well, I'm just saying, I think they're scared to death. But that's the point. If the truth comes out, this is going to be unbelievable. Yeah. I think by God's grace, it's going to come out. But you're telling me that, look, most of us know this, that tons of people just kind of floated in and they don't know what's going on.
Right.
And of course, there are a few bad actors.
Sure.
And everybody, like you and me, we're against those bad actors.
100%.
But the point is that the guy wearing like the, you know, the horns, what was he, the shaman, the Q shaman?
Yeah, Q shaman.
Whoever the heck that guy is, you know, they kind of painted it like this was some kind of an insurrection, some kind of a takeover. And I think, listen, all the guys that I know, if you want to really like do some damage and take over, none of that happened.
Nobody was
killed.
Armed.
Nobody was armed. Nothing happened. This is pure gaslighting. And it is a wicked offense. It's an abomination that in the United States of America, that this Nazi style propaganda would be allowed to be out there and used against the American people. I mean, everybody should be scandalized. I think many Americans are scandalized. They're saying, show us what happened. We read CNN, New York Times, that Trump supporters bludgeoned a cop to death, murdered a cop. That was used over and over and over and over until they retracted and said, oh, by the way, that's wrong.
Yeah,
but I mean, 3 weeks there was like damage done based on this anecdotal story, which was a complete lie.
Yeah, and people still believe that, right?
Oh, I know.
Because the retractions are always, like, so small.
Yeah.
And the headlines are so massive. And so they were saying 5-6 deaths. There were suicides, heart attacks. You got to ask about those suicides, too. How did those happen? There were heart attacks, and the only person that was killed up there was Ashley Babbitt, who was shot by a Capitol Police officer whose identity is still withheld from us.
That is the scandal. I mean, if this was 1934 Germany, it would make sense. But the idea that we don't know who that person is or we don't know what happened, I think they're running scared. I think that they know that they're in big trouble if this doesn't break the way they want it to break. But so you were there. What happened to you? We don't have a lot of time. I want people to hear this.
I'm up looking around, whatever. I see what happens. See the crowd, and I can see some stuff up there, but don't know what's going on inside. Walk back to the room, and then we see the way it's covered. And we're like, oh, what's going to happen? And it's funny you brought up the Q Shaman, right? Because I was speaking a month or so before that in Phoenix, Arizona. There's a guy standing out in the crowd with a ferret on his head and some horns on and some face paint, and he looks like a character from Animal Kingdom. So I'm done preaching. I walk out there. I take a picture, a selfie with him, and I post it saying, this guy's got the craziest outfit in the world, right? Check him out. It's
this
funny.
This is months before?
A month before.
January 6th.
I talked to him 1 minute.
And right, but I'm saying that's a month before January 6th.
Yeah, a month before. So they took that picture. And then they took him in Pelosi's chamber, the picture of that, merged them together, said, Pastor Brian Gibson, set up the sixth siege, make him famous. Then they came after me and my family.
And we're going to hear about that when we come back. Folks, I'm talking to Pastor Brian Gibson. The website is pg.today. On Twitter, he's at Lead Pastor. He's my new best friend. And I want to say, somebody decided to come after you, to make you suffer for what? Who came after you? What happened? Why did they do this to you?
Any of us that were vocal on what was called the Trump March leading up to the 6th,
yeah,
they put bullseyes on all of us. What made me such a convenient target was that picture with the Q Shaman,
yeah,
taken a month before when I didn't know who he was. By the way, Pelosi's nephew also has pictures with that guy. Multiple other pastors. I'm a public figure.
When you say Pelosi's nephew, are we talking about Governor Pretty Boy?
Who no, not Pretty about? Boy. It's another one. I saw it. I saw it.
Less
online.
Pretty Boy?
Less Pretty Boy. Not pretty enough to be governor, but
yeah,
pretty, right?
Yeah.
So he's got something going for him. So I was. It was convenient for them. And there are groups out there. These groups are more coordinated than you would know they are. I was going on media every night, going on every kind of show out there, right? Saying what you saw at the 6 isn't what really happened and telling the truth, right? And so I think that I wouldn't shut up, so they kept coming. And so what they did is, man, they sent 1,400 to 1,500 death threats in a week. They came
14
at me.
To 1,500 death threats.
Yeah, some of them are
in
like
in a week.
Yeah, cut out killer letters from the 80s, right?
Who's,
from magazines.
Who's doing this?
Well, there are three big groups that people, I'm not going to mention by name because I'll be sued, but there are three
serious?
Big groups, yeah, that perpetrate and do this kind of stuff to people, and they use a three-pronged way of doing it. Number one, they'll hire internet trolls,
yeah,
right? Make fake, they keep coming. You block them, they build more, they threaten. All right, the second group they use is they use Antifa and radical BLM to come and harass you. That's the muscle in the mix. They sent them into my hotel room to come after me. They sent them up into the mountains where I had my family in a safe place, couldn't go home for like a week. And then they use all of the left-wing media, CNN, the AP, you name it, who all it is, all those kind of groups, they'll keep calling, writing hit piece after hit piece, right-wing watch, you name it, they keep coming. It's a three-prong attack.
But you're still here.
Yeah, they're not killing me yet.
And you're full of fire.
Yeah, and here's the deal. I believe this. I believe Jesus is a lamb that takes away the sin of the world, right? 100%. Jesus is a lamb. Died for my sins. I'm forgiven on my way to heaven because of him. But Jesus is not just a lamb. Jesus is also a lion. He'll return to execute judgment upon the nations. And what wisdom teaches us to do is it teaches us when to be the lamb and when to be the lion. And it's a time in America that we need some lions, right? And so people need to stop being afraid. Most of this is just intimidation. If they kill me, they'll make thousands of me. They'll make a martyr out of me. They don't want to kill me. They want to scare me. And if you can be scared, you can become ineffective. And so what you have to do is you have to realize that God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, and push back. And if they kill me, there are some days it's like, that's not such a bad deal. You ever walked into a funeral home, seeing a guy in a casket and be like, look at that lucky dude. You know what I'm saying? Lucky guy. He doesn't have bill. He's out. Christian guy. So
man,
now
think of the bullets that he dodged.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
so
he's out of here.
So I moved out of the way to protect my kids. I've got young kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you do what you got to do. But come on, we got to get bold. Christians got to get bold. People got to speak up. People got to stand up. The First Amendment will be gone. And if the First Amendment is gone, the whole system we have, it's gone. It falters. It fails.
There's no question. Well, listen, we're basically out of time, but it's just such a joy to get to know you, Brian Gibson. We've got to figure out how to connect on some of these things because everything, unfortunately, depends on this stuff.
100%.
And just the fact that you exist gives me tremendous encouragement. God is using you in my life right now and in the lives of the people listening and watching this. And I think God has a plan, but his people need to wake up and stand and fight and praise him in all circumstances and fear nothing but him. God bless you, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's an honor.